This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Good morning, I'm Macca. Tass is still on leave and my co-host today is Mark Hawthorne. And for those of you who don't know, Saturday Magazine has been nominated for a Community Broadcasting Association Award in the News and Current Affairs segment, and we're one of four, so we're very, very honoured. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city and the world's best LGBTIQ radio station. You can listen to us on radio, by streaming, and of course via podcasts. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present, future and emerging. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Good morning, Mark Hawthorne. How are you?
Good morning, Macca. Congratulations on being nominated for the Community Radio Award.
Look, it's a huge honour. It's a team effort, this show. You know, Gordon, who does our podcast, Paul on panel, Fiona, our producer, Tass, my regular co-host, and all the other co-hosts, but also the guests that make time to come in and talk to us. So Joy's actually got a few nominations. Best Special Event Broadcast for Mardi Gras 2019. Excellence in Digital Media, Eurovision Top 100. Excellence in Innovative Programming Content, Checkpoint. Excellence in Journalism, Hooked, Saturday Magazine. Outstanding Youth Contribution, Alec Dislakis. And the Troy Garner Excellence in Sports Programming, the program is The Bench.
Well, I think it's fair to say that the quality of people who come through this studio all week is the people who matter in Melbourne. I think that's a great reflection of not only what this radio station does, but also our community in Melbourne.
It is. And, look, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things. Hong Kong's been on everyone's lips in the last, and thinking about
11 it. 11 weeks now.
In the last 11 weeks. And, you know, I think it's really incumbent on all of us to understand what the Hong Kong people are thinking. And this is, I think, and someone very close to me has been there the last week and a half, and his view is, observing it firsthand, this is the overwhelming majority of Hong Kong people. They want a say in who elects them. Now, he couldn't come back on the night that he was due to fly back because his flight was cancelled. And that's inconvenient. But just think how inconvenient it is that your life and your freedoms and who represents you is dictated to by an unelected military dictatorship. And that's what the Communist Party in China is. Remember, Mao Zedong said power comes from the barrel of a gun. Perhaps that should be updated to power comes from a tear gas canister. And the Communist Party in China, I think they have 15 or 17 million members, and they decide, they then elect a Politburo and various other committees that govern, but Xi Jinping, he is a dictator. And he is guided, and he's spoken before, about why the Soviet Union collapsed. And it was about that dirty, filthy, disgusting process called democracy and giving people a say. He's a student of observing that. He's been on record about talking about that. The Chinese Communist Party do not want the people of Hong Kong to have a say in how they're governed in any way, shape or form. Now, the chief executive of Hong Kong, Carrie Lam for the Slaughter, she is their puppet. She doesn't even rate as a paladin. She's a puppet. I feel sorry for her in a way because I can imagine what her family, some of her family might think of what she's doing. But the interesting thing is the Hong Kong police, since 1997, all the surveys that have been done, their approval rating and the respect in which they're held by the Hong Kong people has declined every single year because they are regarded as the tools of the government. Now, no police force wants to be regarded like that, certainly not in a democracy. But military dictatorships have a long history of using their security forces, to enforce their will. What do you think?
So, well, you know, I've got strong ties to Hong Kong. I was born there. My mother was raised there. My grandfather was a very senior bureaucrat in Hong Kong. And yes, I do understand the reasons for the protests. I do understand the people of Hong Kong wanting their freedom, which they've been used to. But I'll challenge you on this, Macca. How different is the system from the previous system when Hong Kong was ruled by Britain?
Oh, look, they had very limited...
They really haven't had democracy.
They haven't had democracy. Years. And remember, China hasn't experienced democracy in its history.
Correct.
This is a concept that is foreign to China. It is, it is unfortunate. And there was a statement which I thought was really interesting. And it was by a guy who's... let me just read it to you, Mark. A guy who was...
So while you're doing that, I'll put it in perspective. One of the things that I was brought up with a Chinese mother is that the belief that our view of politics in the world in Australia is much faster. We have a very short-term view. Growing up pre the handover, I was taught as a little boy, wait till China gets its hands on Hong Kong, you look at what will change. And I think we're seeing that now.
Now, Steve Vickers, he's the chief executive of Steve Vickers and Associates, a risk consultancy, but he's also the former head of the Hong Kong Police Criminal Intelligence Bureau. And he said, companies in Hong Kong should start their contingency planning in the event that the People's Republic of China start using overt intervention, which is going to include physical intervention and at the very least a curfew situation. I think it is only a matter of time. I think the protesters made a major misstep when they detained that journalist. Granted, he worked for, I wouldn't say an organ of state media, but certainly a publication that supports the Communist Party position. But when they detained him and cable-tied him and stopped him getting treatment by paramedics, that was a disgrace.
Absolutely. But we're seeing activism. And it's interesting we've got Scott Ludlam coming into the studio to talk about activism. It can work. It's shown through history it can work. Sometimes it does go too far. And I'd counter that by saying that the protest overnight, which was a very peaceful protest, was a very effective protest.
Yeah, and I think these flash protests are very effective. They're not following the playbook, that has happened in other parts of China in the past. This problem, this issue is not going to go away real soon. I think it's a tragedy what's happening. I have nothing but admiration for all those folk, those hundreds of thousands and in some cases millions of Hong Kong people that are standing up for what they believe in. That's not an easy thing to do, and they're doing it at great personal risk and economic risk. I have nothing but admiration for that.
So my fear is that it could end very quickly, and that's everyone's fear. We saw 30 years ago a protest in Beijing end very quickly.
Yeah. There's a number of points mitigating against that, but I wouldn't be putting money on the Chinese not intervening.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.